And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the mighty 690K GGF Kyle High with you this morning on this absolutely beautiful day out there. Right now, it is 51 degrees. Cannot beat that. And we're going to warm it up to the mid-70s today. And joining me in studio this morning is Jeannie Haynes with the Natural Food Center. And Jeannie, good morning. How are you doing today?
Morning. I'm doing well.
It's good to see you. I know it's actually been a couple of weeks since we've seen you, but it was one of those weird months that has the fifth Thursday, which kind of throws things off. So, but we won't have that this time. We everything bounces out for this month. Before we get started, though, if people are interested in heading over to the Natural Food Center, how can they get there? Where are you located at?
Well, I'm over at 414 West 8th Street, which is just a couple blocks, or not even quite two blocks west. I have the radio station here.
So stone's throw.
Yep, pretty much. So you can give me a call at 620-251-4451, and you can log on to my Facebook page, my website, all those kind of things, to check out what's going on.
All right. So today, what is going to be your main topic of discussion for today?
Well, last week I was watching a webinar, and it was over the key to winter wellness. So we're going to touch base on a few of those things that they went over in that webinar. And I'm going to focus again mainly on prevention, basically of colds and flus and things like that. Because, you know, it's like every time I've had a cold or the flu, you know, it's just not fun. And so why not fend it off, boost your immune system so that you don't have to deal with all that stuff?
All right. So, sounds good. Sounds good. Because, again, being sick during the holiday season, not fun.
No, it's not. It never is. It's never fun to be sick anytime.
No, exactly.
So, anyway, she started out her webinar talking about prevention. And some of the things that she started with were adaptogens. Which, you know, I mean, adaptogens are great because the immune system is a complex network of specialized cells, tissues, and organs that protect the body from pathogens and rogue cells. Healthy functioning of the immune system is critical to our health and resistance to infection and defense against certain diseases. And you may have discovered through personal experience that chronic stress suppresses that immune system's ability to do its job and increases our susceptibility to disease. So I think just about everyone is stressed out in some way right now. I mean, it's just been the year for that, in my opinion. And that's where the herbal adaptogens come into play. So adaptogens are a remarkable and important category of herbs whose actions are unparalleled in medical science. Adaptogens help the body adapt to stress and restore balance. They increase the body's resistance to physical, biological, emotional, and environmental stressors, and modulate the immune system. They're considered tonics because they act in a generalized way to alleviate conditions of weakness in the body. So if you're under some unavoidable stress, suffer from frequent colds, or you're around people who are often sick, consider adding an herbal adaptogen to your daily self-care regimen. And one of the first ones, some of them that she goes through and recommends, reishi, which is a mushroom that's going to boost your immune system. And then ashwagandha is a really popular one. It's a small evergreen shrub that grows in India, the Middle East, and parts of Africa. And it's really good for stress. And then cordyceps, which you may not have heard of, but it actually has some really good healing properties. It's good for bronchial issues and infections and stuff like that. And just boost your immune system. It's a fungus, actually. And so then we move on to what's referred to as immunomodulators, which are a class of herbs that help to activate, boost, and restore normal immune function. And those kind of cover elderberry, which we all hear about and we all know about, and then astragalus, which may be an unfamiliar one to a lot of people. It's a natural dietary supplement that's used for various health conditions such as the common cold, upper respiratory infections, fibromyalgia, and diabetes. But just a note, if you're pregnant or nursing, you shouldn't be using astragalus. And you should be cautious about using one if you have an immune system disease such as MS, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, or any other basically autoimmune. You shouldn't use that astragalus. Then we're going to go on to some nutrients that are great for winter wellness. And I've talked about vitamin D3 before. And, you know, you'll hear people talk about, oh, the flu season. And, you know, the flu's around all the time. It's just a lot of times our bodies, we're out in the sun in the summer, and our bodies produce more vitamin C naturally. And in the wintertime when we're not out, then our production of vitamin D, which actually is like one of the best defenses against the flu, decreases. And actually vitamin D also helps with respiratory issues associated with flus and colds. So that's a good thing to supplement with. Zinc. And zinc is found in cells throughout the body. It helps the immune system fight off invading bacteria and viruses. The body also needs zinc to make proteins and DNA, the genetic material in all cells. During pregnancy, infancy, and childhood, the body needs zinc to grow and develop properly. But, you know, too much zinc can have the opposite effect and blunt the immune system and can cause side effects such as nausea, diarrhea, and headache. So you want to keep it around 40 milligrams a day unless your doctor has advised more than that. So then we're going to go to vitamin A, which is a good immune booster. And then, of course, vitamin C, which helps. I mean, like, vitamin C is amazing. You need 2 grams a day just for normal functioning, but it helps with your immune system. And I think just about every, kind of like zinc, about every cell in your body needs that vitamin C to function. Some good ideas, like at the onset of a cold or flu, like if you have some cold symptoms, and I'm talking about not necessarily the cold, but if you've got chills, you know, and you're kind of those symptoms, ginger and cayenne are going to be 2 really good things that are going to warm you up, get your circulation going, and improve things. And then, like, heat symptoms, like if you're hot, you're sweaty, you might be running a low-grade fever, that kind of stuff. Elderberry is a really good one. So is echinacea. And if there's any of these herbs that I go over that you want more information on, then I, of course, don't have time to elaborate on all of them. Come into the store and talk to me. And then, so maybe the next thing you might get is you're going to notice a sore throat, dry cough. And so the first thing on that is the emulsant. So honey is a good one. Marshmallow root is a good one. Licorice is a good one to try. And then you can go on to maybe some astringents like sage and rose. Like, rose hips have really good healing properties. And then some antispasmodics like valerian, California poppy, and you got the wild cherry bark. And then maybe you're seeing some congestion and some coughs. So, like a damp cold system, again, garlic's going to warm you up. We got some horseradish. Mustard might be a good thing. Some damp heat symptoms are going to be elecampane, horehound, and then like dry heat symptoms, maybe mullein, which I love mullein. If I'm congested in the morning, I pop a mullein, and man, that just alleviates that too. And then violet's a good one for that. So then, like, next step is probably a fever. So heat symptoms associated with a fever are going to be your elderflower, which there's 2 parts of the elderberry that's used, and that's the berry and the flower. And I think leaves are used a lot of times too. Then you got boneset and yarrow. And then, like, your cold symptoms of your fever, if you got the chills, some cinnamon, some thyme, some hyssop, I'll get it out, are some good herbs to deal with that. And then we're going to hit on maybe some recovery. And again, on the recovery, we're back to some adaptogens, which is astragalus, your reishi mushrooms, your ashwagandha, and then, like, lung support, like I said, mullein is a good one. Cordyceps is another good one. And then, you know, during all this, you may actually have some lymph congestion, and calendula is a really good herb for lymph congestion. You got Red Root, which now I'm unfamiliar with that one, so I'm going to have to look up that one. But those are just some really, really good things to do. And basically, kind of another thing to top it off is, rest. Most of the time, we just don't get enough rest because our body just really needs that rest to heal. When we sleep, if we're not getting good sleep at night, we don't get good healing. And we need to manage stress, for cold and flu prevention. Make sure you manage your stress. Laugh a lot. Laughter's always good. You need to eat well, have as much of a balanced diet. Incorporate those things, that have a lot of vitamin C. Stay away from, things that are unhealthy. You can do garlic and how it's used in natural cold and flu cures. And I know I've made, if I get a little bit raspy or a little bit, I think I've got something in my lungs. And I'll have to look up the exact recipe. But basically, it's like garlic and you mince that up or really, really fine and mix it with some lavender oil and some coconut oil. And you put that on the bottom of your feet at night, put some socks on. Boy, that helps with respiratory issues. Echinacea is a good one. And you can always bundle up. It's a good way to help with colds and flus. And another good thing to consider is if you've got colds and flus and you want to try to get over those faster, of course, the zinc is going to shorten that duration. Olive leaf is going to shorten the duration of things like that. You want to stay off drugs, sugar and dairy, and also caffeine. And the little known fact, and I had an actual pastor tell me this years ago, caffeine actually, if you've got cold, you're congested and stuff like that, and you're fighting a lot of runny nose and stuff like that, if you consume caffeine during that time, then that caffeine actually increases your level of congestion and the mucus that's produced.
Mm.
And so that's kind of an interesting thing that I had never, thought of until he brought that up to me. And I'm it's so true.
Because I'm just so used to saying, don't drink any caffeine a couple hours before bed because, they can't stay awake. I mean, it keeps you awake for, but I never thought about the congestion, though.
Actually, if caffeine really affects you and keeps you awake, it's best to quit by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, mm-hmm. and try to do some non-caffeinated things.
Or take some melatonin. which is what I take sometimes.
Yes, there are things to help you sleep. But if your aim is to do it naturally, then stay away from that caffeine.
Exactly.
And then don't forget, probiotics. Like I've mentioned before, 70% or 70, actually they're saying more than 70%. It's usually 73 is, I think, the last thing I read. 73% of your immune system resides in your gut. And it's they're doing so much research right now in the association between your gut and your brain. They're referring to it as your second brain.
Mm-hmm.
And the balance is there. And and there's evidence in both animals and humans that probiotics containing the bifidobacterium and the lactobacillus strains can improve your immune responses to viruses and reduce the severity and duration of respiratory infections. So, those are two things to look at, and those, there's a ton of strains in those two categories. And I always say the more diverse your gut is with probiotics, and prebiotics are always a good thing to support those probiotics, and the happier your body's going to be.
Absolutely. So it'll make you feel a lot better and ready to go for the day. So, Jeannie, if maybe somebody's just joining us, first of all, how can they get in contact with you guys at the Natural Food Center?
Well, I'm open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday, 9 to noon. I'm over at 414 West 8th Street. And you can give me a call at 620-251-4451. Website is www.naturalfoodcenterks.com. And, of course, I've got a Facebook page. I try to keep some things posted. And I actually need to announce that I actually have a couple new things in the store. I've opened the store up to a couple local artisans, mm-hmm. and I'm selling some of their pottery.
Ah, very nice.
So I've got that started, and so hopefully everybody will come in and start looking around at that kind of thing, too. So I'm excited.
All right. Adding some new stuff there.
Yes.
And also helping out local artisans as well. So, all right. Well, Jeannie, I appreciate you coming in today. It's always a pleasure to have you in studio. And we will talk to you guys here in a couple of weeks.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have Denise York with Coffeeville's Reawakening in studio. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.